And this is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says he's glad the U.S. Senate and the White House have reached a bipartisan agreement on a traditional infrastructure bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Hickenlooper supports the more than $950 billion infrastructure framework, even if it doesn't contain spending in all the areas he wants. The Democrat says what is included is an investment in the future.
There are all kinds of things that are going to help us deal with climate change, you know, putting money into the grid, transit, electric vehicles, really building out our broadband.
Hickenlooper says he expects a second more sweeping package to come, likely this summer. The freshman senator was part of the bipartisan group of 20 senators pushing for a traditional infrastructure plan without raising taxes. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
So many Americans died of COVID-19 and other causes, like drug overdoses, that life expectancy fell dramatically this year. CPR's John Daly reports on a new CU Boulder study.
The drop was most alarming among communities of color, where enough Hispanic residents died in the pandemic to drop life expectancy by almost 4 years. Enough Black residents died to drop that group's life expectancy by 3.25 years. The drop among white people was 1.36 years. CU researcher Ryan Masters says a lack of equitable access to health care and other inequalities are key factors.
It's devastating or horrific, an absolute tragedy, one that we probably could have seen just because of the deeply rooted systemic factors.
The statistical study does not mean those who've survived the pandemic will live shorter lives, just that Americans fared worse than people in other wealthy nations. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And a CPR investigation found that hundreds of seniors in nursing homes died as the state lost control of the COVID-19 virus.
The knowledge has been there for a long time about how the disease spreads. The knowledge has been there a long time about the capability of testing. And so why did this happen? It's inexcusable.
Come to CPR.org to find that story from CPR's Ben Marcus. It's part of a series, and we'll hear again from him tomorrow. In Denver, it's 83 degrees. The mountains near Vail are in the mid-60s. Grand Junction is at 84. You're listening to CPR News.